Την έχει απλά η μάντα να κλειάει.
Kovach Shabbos Kurdish, welcome back to Turn Friday into Erev Shabbos. Kovach Shabbos Kurdish. As always, we're super grateful to our generous sponsors of Turn Friday into Erev Shabbos. Dear friends, Mendy and Tzipora Fishman, it's Chus V'chai Rivka Tzipora Fredel, in memory of Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sachs, Rav Yaakov Tzvi Ben David Aryeh. Big thank you to our dear friends. Everybody, we gather on Fridays to get ready for Kovach Shabbos Kurdish. Start in just one moment. Let the music open up your neshama. Open up your heart. Get ready for Shabbos. Ayyay Shabbos. The Kovach Shabbos Kurdish. Yet again, we continue with Rav Itcher Meir Morgenson. We're learning B'yam D'Rachecha on Shabbos. The great tzaddik Rav Itcher Meir has been helping us prepare and get ready from every aspect to Friday, shopping and preparing. We talked about toameha, tasting the food early. We talked about cutting fingernails. We talked about showering, bathing, washing, the significance, the symbolism of it. We spoke about the Shabbos candles illuminating our home, bringing bright light, the light of Amunah, the light of faith, the light of Hashem into our home. And then most recently, last week, we spoke about his gabros nisyonos be'erev Shabbos, how to overcome the temptations, how to overcome the obstacles, how to overcome the Erev Shabbos tests. What tests? So we have a principle that before Kedusha, before holiness and sanctity, we often confront a test. That before we're able to simply invest ourselves, before we're able to marinate ourselves in holiness, there is an obstacle, there's a wall. Because in order for our free will to have even chance or opportunity, there has to be even choices to make. So the Yetzer Hara, when the Yetzer HaTov is about to be inflamed, when the Yetzer HaTov, when the positive inclination, instinct is about to be aroused, the Yetzer Hara kicks in, it kicks in overdrive. And you see that. As the clock is counting down, and the closer that you get to Shabbos, the sanctity and the holiness and the serenity of Shabbos, equal and opposite to it, you also have pressure. The pressure cooker is building up. The pressure cooker potentially of anger, of losing one's cool, of growing frustrated, resentful, raising one's voice. Often, the least calm time of the week is right before the most calm. Shabbos is calm, tranquility, peace. But Erev Shabbos can be filled with anger, even rage, loud at decibel levels, voice, and also atzvos, sadness. A person can be brought down, a person can be melancholy, a person can be sad, and one needs to overcome both. That begins with recognizing it's a test. Every Erev Shabbos we have that test. You know, whether Shabbos starts here in New York at 4 o'clock or it starts at 8 o'clock, some people find themselves running last minute. How could it be a spread of 4 hours, 3 hours, 5 hours, and no matter when Shabbos begins, everyone's last minute? And when you're last minute, you're filled with sadness, you're filled with anger, you're filled with failed expectations of others. But really, the only one who failed the expectations is yourself. Because all you have to do, you could look 1,000 years in advance and find out when Shabbos will begin and know when you have to be ready by. And yet, people find themselves last minute, and that rush and that pressure cooker, not good for the Shabbos food. Pressure cooker might be good for the Shabbos food, but it's not good for the Shabbos atmosphere. V'lachin kasher ha'yitzer mezgaber. So when that negative energy and that negative inclination and the moment of the test, will it block us? Will it prevent us? Will it be an obstacle to achieving the holiness, the serenity, the sanctity that we're looking for and that we want to find? Tzarech l'chazek be'emuna. One has to double down and strengthen themselves in emuna, in faith. V'lo l'chos. Don't get angry. Anger comes from ego. Anger comes from arrogance. Anger comes from needing to be in control. V'levroch me'atzvos, and run away from sadness. Happiness is not an emotion. Happiness is a decision. On Fridays, decide to be happy. I'm not talking about last Friday, an extraordinary Friday, an extraordinary, painful, and devastating, and sad, and catastrophic Friday, the horrific events in Meron. I'm talking on an average Friday, even though there are challenges and there's sadness, but we can overcome. It's a decision. Simcha is sam moach. It's where we put our brain. It's where we choose what we choose to think about. Run away from atzvos ha'yidei sheyachnis l'smoach b'Hashem Yisbarach. Run into the open arms of Shabbos. Run into the joyful arms of Shabbos. V'tzaruch lahamshech ba'avodasa b'koach gadol. For example, I could be annoyed that my grandson is screaming in the background on Erev Shabbos. But what would that be? Erev Shabbos, it would ruin the Shabbos atmosphere. And how overjoyed we should be. Those are the sweetest sounds that there are. That's what I'm telling myself right now. And we have to work hard on ourselves with enormous avoda. Don't get sad from the struggle, from the challenge. o mechoser ha'atzlacha. Let's say your challah didn't come out, your potato kugel didn't come out, your drusha didn't come out, the dry cleaner closed before anyone remembered to pick up the food. Let's say the table's not set, the floor is not washed. Don't get upset, don't be down. Atzvas, a failure, a stumble, a fall. Eli yizkor sha'avayat tzvakos, Hashem tzvakos imanu. Remember that the Ribbono Shel Olam is with us. You're about to immerse yourself in a Shabbos. You're about to get away on a vacation. You're about to spend time with the Ribbono Shel Olam for 24 hours. Escape it all and go have a taste of the world to come. How could you be sad and how could you be angry? Be extremely careful and vigilant, says Rav Itcher Meyer. Don't give to Chalisha Sadas. Don't become hopeless and helpless. Don't become sad. That's how the Yetzer Hara works. The Yetzer Hara says, you're exhausted. You barely slept this week. What kind of Shabbos are you going to have anyway? So you're at, so what? You have a short fuse? You have a short temper? You already ruined the Shabbos atmosphere. You're already not talking to half the people in the home going into Shabbos. So just give it up. Give it up. You're never going to have that holy Shabbos. Give it up. You're never going to have the Shabbos table that looks the way that you dreamt, that you planned, that you prepared. Give it up. You're never going to... No, don't give it up. That's the Yetzer Hara. That's the evil inclination. That's the negative energy. That's the voice of negativity that's trying to convince you to concede and to forfeit and to give up what is your heritage and your birthright. What is the most meaningful and enriching? What is at your fingertips? And what every one of us is the lottery that we can win. Let's say it was a week where there was a fail, a bad investment, a bad deal, a bad meeting. There was a week you did bad on a test and exam. Let's say there's a week that there was a fail. There was a fail. So what? Rear view mirror. Shabbos, we immerse ourselves. Me'ein olam haba. Shabbos me'ein olam haba doesn't mean I know that Motzei Shabbos after Havdalah, all of it's going to be waiting. It means there is nothing else. I'm immersing in Olam Haba, and while I'm there, there is nowhere else, and I'm not coming out to re-enter anywhere else. Yachzik be'amuna, she'Hashem yizbarach imanu tamid. We have to be mechazik, we have to strengthen ourselves with the amuna, the ein od milvado, there is no one and nothing but Him. Everything is for a reason, everything is by design. The job didn't work out, the shirach didn't work out, the meeting didn't work out. Much lesser, the challah, the kugel didn't work out. The Dvar Torah was a flop, was a major fail. Okay? It's the will of the Ribbono Shel Olam. I put in my effort, I tried, I took my initiative, and if I didn't, I'll try harder next week. But what are you going to do? You're going to throw away Shabbos? You're going to sabotage what is the greatest gift, the treasure that we have, the lottery we've won? Yeah, Mashiach. You cannot go back in time. You cannot control time. The only thing we can control is how we react and how we respond and what we do next. V'yamshech ba'avodaso ba'akshanos v'ne'emanos. Akshanos, stubborn, obstinance. Those are good qualities. Ah, since when is stubbornness a good quality? I thought stubbornness is a categorically bad quality. So the Heilige Pius Etzner Rebbe in his Akdama, in his introduction to Chovas Al Tamidim, talks about qualities are neither good or bad. They're neutral. And they're all what we do with them. They're all how we endow them. They're all how we direct them. So stubbornness and obstinacy, it seems miserable. You ever deal with a stubborn child who won't stop screaming? A stubborn child who insists on putting on their own shoes or buckling their own seatbelt when you got to get out of there? But that stubbornness will serve them well later in life. Stubborn with emunah, and stubborn with Kedusha Shabbos, and stubborn to remain resilient and tenacious. Stubbornness can be a virtue, not a liability. If one is stubborn for the right reasons, stubborn in pursuit of the right things. V'davka b'koach zeh yizkor l'or ha'Shabbos. You want to merit the beauty of Shabbos? You want to merit the light of Shabbos to illuminate your home? Stubborn, steadfast. Don't take no for an answer. We're going to have a beautiful Shabbos table. No matter how much fighting, no matter how much screaming, no matter how much failure, no matter how much disappointment, no matter how much didn't get done, but we're going to have a beautiful Shabbos table. We draw a line in the card and it all starts again. When that sun goes down, when Shkia hits on Friday, it's no longer Friday, now it's Shabbos. And with Shabbos comes serenity and peace. With Shabbos comes a taste of the world to come. And so therefore, we have the opportunity to put on that Shabbos pun and put on that Shabbos face. Take off that fabisana, angry, arrogant, egotistical, miserable, sad face and put on the Shabbos face, the joyful face, the face that's filled with light and illuminate your home and illuminate the world. It doesn't work the way the Yetzer does. You think that, you know, when I was in yeshiva, that's when I had Shabbos. Oh, it was beautiful. It was geshmak. When I first became a Baal Tshuva, that's when we had Shabbos. I was into it. It was geshmak to be a Yid. Do you know, when I was in that Hasidisha town or that Litvisha town or wherever I was by that Rebbe or that Rav or that Rosh Hashiva or that Rabbi or that Tzaddik or that Tzaddikas or that Mora or that Mora, that's when Shabbos was amazing. But for me, it's forfallen. For me, Shabbos is, it's lost. It's hopeless. No, it's the opposite. The great light of Hashem doesn't break through when it comes easy. The greatest light of Hashem, it illuminates and it shines the brightest when we overcome the obstacles, when we overcome the tests, when we didn't give in to the temptation. Why are these toys on the floor? And why didn't you put away your clothing? And why isn't the table set? And why aren't the candles set? Why aren't you showered yet? And why didn't and you relate to Mincha? And then you come to the table. Why didn't you sing Yesh Chayim? Why? No, the Yetzer Hara is pounding over and over and over again. It's still pounding us during Shalom Aleichem. Why are you the only one singing? Why don't kids sing? Eishes Chayil, I'm singing it to you. Why aren't you even listening? The meal. Why didn't you serve the thing? I can't believe I just ate so much challah. We haven't even started the meal, and I've already eaten more carbs than I do 3 weeks during the week. We can beat ourselves up and beat up the people around us. We can fail. We can flop. We can make excuses. We can sabotage, or we can take control. We can recognize that we're in charge. We have the chance, the opportunity, and the light is brightest, and the light breaks through the most, and the light is the strongest when we overcome the obstacles around us. And that's why when we are on the precipice, when we are on the verge of accepting Shabbos, is when the tests are the strongest and the tests are the greatest. Ikra or ba'yid amida b'nisayon, v'prat nisayon ha'atzvas. The biggest nisayon, the biggest test we follow is sadness. Sheshersha begaiva. Sadness, anger, these come from arrogance. I'm sad things didn't happen the way I want. I'm sad people didn't behave the way I want. I'm angry they didn't behave the way I want. Comes from Shichcha Shashem Yisbarach, when we forget Hashem. And so the Kavod Shabbos Kodesh, let's turn Friday into Erev Shabbos by turning that frown into a smile, by putting on that Shabbos pun, and by letting go and letting Hashem, and by bringing in the light, the great light that will illuminate and fill our homes with light, the Kavod Shabbos Kodesh. Kavod Shabbos Kodesh. Come on, Achanan. Ruben Frichal, I want you to smile. Oh, yeah, the Kavod Shabbos. Put your hands together, everybody. The Kavod Shabbos Kodesh. Erev Shabbos coffee. You don't want to come to the table to collapse. You got to energize before you come to the table. Extra big coffee, Erev Shabbos. The first Shabbos, everybody. Until next time, stay happy, stay healthy, stay holy. The siren is coming. It's time to get ready. You make an early Shabbos, that is. Have a holy, happy, and a healthy Shabbos, everybody.